This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is asking the U.S. intelligence community to keep pushing for answers on how the COVID-19 pandemic began. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he and most other scientists believe the virus most likely occurred naturally.
But no one knows that 100% for sure.
And it's possible the virus emerged from a lab accident, a theory the Biden administration spent months minimizing. The president now says those are the two likely scenarios the intelligence community is considering, and he wants officials to redouble their efforts.
We have to get a better sense of the origin of COVID-19, and also how do we prevent the next pandemic.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the president wants a report within 90 days. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And AP correspondent Jackie Quinn tells us that there is now a third antibody drug available for COVID-19 patients.
The drug to be given as an IV treatment within 10 days of a patient developing COVID symptoms was intended for mild to moderate cases to keep things from getting more serious. It's intended for patients who are older or have underlying conditions that put them at greater risk of severe disease. The medications developed by GlaxoSmithKline and Vir Biotechnology.
That's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn. Egypt and the United States said that they will work together to reinforce a ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited Cairo and Amman on Wednesday on a regional tour. Egypt has longstanding relations with both sides in the conflict and played a key role in brokering the ceasefire after 11 days of fighting. This is VOA News. The United Nations said Wednesday that it is relocating around half of its staff as a precaution from the eastern Congo city of Goma, which was nearly overrun by lava during an eruption Saturday and has since been shaken by hundreds of earthquakes. More than 20,000 people are homeless and 40 still missing in the aftermath of Saturday and in the volcanic eruption that sent rivers of lava toward Goma, killing at least 31 people and destroying more than 3,000 homes. The lava stopped just 300 meters short of Goma Airport, which is the main hub for aid operations in the east of Congo. A California community is still reeling after an employee opened fire at a California rail yard, killing 8 people before taking his own life. Santa Clara County Sheriff Laurie Smith says the man was still firing at the facility in San Jose when law enforcement rushed in Wednesday. Investigators offered no immediate word on the possible motive. His ex-wife tells the Associated Press that he had a bad temper and would tell her that he wanted to kill people at work, but she never believed him and never happened until now. Another candidate has been killed in Mexico. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Mexican authorities say a mayoral candidate killed in north central Mexico this week was the 34th candidate murdered nationwide ahead of the June 6th elections. Alma Barragan was killed Tuesday while campaigning for the mayorship of the city of Moroleon in violence-plagued Guanajuato state. Mexico's president said Wednesday the killing was without doubt the work of organized crime gangs. Observers say Mexican drug gangs want to place sympathetic candidates in town halls and city governments so they can operate without police interference. I'm Mike Rossia.
A new World Weather Agency forecast says that it is likely that it'll be so hot in the next 5 years that there's a 40% chance the globe will push past the temperature limit set by the Paris Climate Agreement. Thursday's report by the World Meteorological Organization doubles the chances it gave last year for 1 year to be 2.7 degrees warmer than pre-industrial times. The Paris Climate Accord tries to prevent that much warming, but already Earth is warm 2.2 degrees. The report also sees continued drought in the U.S. Southwest and more strong Atlantic hurricanes. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos has picked a date to step down as CEO. He grew Amazon from an internet bookstore to an online shopping behemoth and said Wednesday that Amazon executive Andy Jassy will now take over as the CEO role on July 5th. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.